One thing I know is true, I need a little girl like you, so I can stop hanging around, so I can stop making that downtown trip. You know, it's starting to get old, if you know what I mean. You can scream and shout and it'll be fine, keep me in bed all day and blow my mind. You can hold me tight and ride on my brain, and you can kiss me and drive me insane. Give me funny little shivers up and down my spine when we kiss each and every time. What I'm thinking of doing never seems to work out. There's always two different things, you know. Open up your eyes and see, you're the only girl for me. Oh, I'm Deborah G, baby, you're my queen. And queens don't seem to speak to guys like me.
How's it going?
What's up?
This is Lookout Records, Volume 2. Matt and Benji again for another hour of entertainment.
We didn't play enough last time.
We didn't get to a bunch of stuff last time that we need to.
We'll probably miss some stuff this time.
Maybe too. We might have to do a version 3.
We may have to.
Hey, the Foggy Dog, because you just never know. Was that the name of that? Or was that for King Arthur's?
King Arthur's was the coldest beer in town.
But was the Foggy Dog because you just never know?
No, it was. It's Bubba's.
Bubba's because you just never know. I actually never stepped foot in that place.
I remember one night in Lawrence after 4th of July, you guys dropped me off there because I wanted to keep drinking.
Was I there?
You and Luke and I don't remember who else, but you guys dropped me off there and I had a beer and got the fuck out.
At Bubba's?
Yeah, dude, it was scary.
Cause you just anyway. Well,
let's. What song are we gonna do?
We started off with the Queers, Deborah Jean.
Yep, that's classic.
Off Love Songs for the Retarded.
It's not a very politically correct title.
And nobody's, in retrospect. Nobody's gonna tell me who I can and can't work with. I know. It's anyway. Well, let's do a band that we didn't get to last time. Pansy Division.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do Femme in a Black Leather Jacket.
Sounds good.
All right.
Mm-hmm. should he try? He's a fan. In a black leather jacket, he's a gem. In a black leather jacket, he's a fan. In a black leather jacket, and I wanna take him home with me. With his long, long hair and pouty lips, cute little butt and sexy hips, the way he moves has me inspired. He's the boy that I require. He's a fan. In a black leather jacket, he's a gem. In a black leather jacket, he's a fan. In a black leather jacket, and I wanna take him home with me. Fan, 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 fan. As good in a skirt as he does in jeans. He is a most notorious queen. His personality, I'm not impressed, but I can't wait to get him undressed. He's a fan. In a black leather jacket, he's a gem. In a black leather jacket, he's a fan. In a black leather jacket, and I wanna take him home with me. He's a fan. In a black leather jacket, he's a gem. In a black leather jacket, he's a fan. In a black leather jacket, and I'm gonna take him home with me. I'm gonna take him home with me. I'm gonna take him home with me.
Like
We're back. First song, what was that?
Nothing.
First song was Femme in a Black Leather Jacket by Pansy Division.
You know their first show, their first tour?
Ever?
Was at the Rumble Box.
Was it really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
They, I forgot the whole reason they had booked some show, like, in, maybe in Arizona or something, but they ended up skipping it and coming straight to KC.
Weren't you telling me that, I know there's a documentary out about them that I still haven't seen that looks pretty cool, but weren't you telling me that, like, they didn't book shows, they only booked shows in a few places? Because
I don't know.
You were talking about this.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I can't remember. I just remember talking to him like at that show because it was pretty cool when they played the Rumble Box, and like there was that gay bar next door, Joseph's, and like everybody from that bar came over to the show, and they normally didn't hang out there, so it was kind of an interesting show. I don't remember the whole reason, but
did you see them play that in store at Recycled Sounds?
Yeah, I was there.
That was pretty cool.
That was cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I wish they'd come back through town. They probably haven't been here in...
Since then.
That was like 1997 or 98?
No. That was like 99. I lived in Lawrence then.
Okay. Because I think I went with Ryan Largo. Poor guy. okay, and then you played a song.
What was that? Parasites. Ronnie as a Psycho.
And didn't Mike Alexander from your band, Breakups, go on and play with the Parasites for a while?
Yeah, he did. He played guitar... he left our band and joined their band, and I was pissed off about it at the time, but, you know, looking back on it now, man, I was kind of an asshole about the whole thing, and he had a really good opportunity to go play with them and go on tour and stuff. So.
How did they hook up with him?
We played a bunch of shows with them, and he met, well, Dave from that, and then they he moved to Berkeley for a while. I don't really know the whole story, but I know that he had a lot of fun and got to go on tour with the Parasites. That's pretty rad.
That is cool. Third song was One Pill by the Teen Idols. That song and the Parasite song were both off that More Bounce to the Ounce compilation. Joe King Presents More Bounce to the Ounce. It was like a double album compilation that Lookout put out. But there's a lot of good stuff on there.
Yeah, there is. It's cool. We'll probably play something else off of it later.
Yeah. So, you want to pick the next song?
Yeah, we're going to start off with a song off of Anthem for New Tomorrow, Screeching Weasel, Leather Jacket.
All right, sounds good.
Loneliness, even if it is
Benji just busted out his flyer collection.
Well, flyers and old zines and some cool stuff.
Yeah.
We're looking at an old Lookout catalog.
So what
did we play there?
You picked the first song.
Oh, Leather Jacket. That, God, man, I remember when that record came out. That was awesome. Off of Screeching Weasel, Anthem for a New Tomorrow.
And then I played Vindictives, Glad to Be. I like them.
Yeah, I saw them in Chicago with
I never got to see them.
I saw them with Sloppy Seconds, the Vindictives, the Queers, and the Trash Brats.
Where was the show?
The Oak Theater.
Where is that?
I don't know. Were you drunk?
Yeah, I know. Where?
I was like 19 or 20 years old. I don't remember.
I don't know.
It was in... I have no idea what it was by. Isn't it still there?
I don't know.
Okay, well, it was a cool place. It was a cool show.
Sounds great.
Yeah. And then...
Oh, yeah, you played the third song.
Oh, yeah, it was Crimp Trine, Fucked Up Kid.
Fucked Up.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Yeah. I'm going to play the next one. It's going to be Groovy Ghoulies Punk Part 2.
Sweet.
And then you can play a song of your choice.
Okay.
In the smoky dark, same place where you left your mark. Wishing you were here tonight. Kids are jumping left and right. You were everything to me, but you left us to be free. You said you were born to lose, but no one could go wrong with you. Where were you? Where the hell were you? Not around for Punk Part 2. Where were you? Where the hell were you? Not around for Punk Part 2. Where were you? Where the hell were you? Not around for Punk Part 2. Where were you? Where the hell were you? One time you were all the rage, but when Johnny hit the stage, you were nowhere to be found. Now you're living underground. You said you wish you were dead, wish you were alive and dead. I just started missing you, yeah. One more time, what else is new? Where were you? Where the hell were you? Not around for Punk Part 2. Where were you? Where the hell were you? Not around for Punk Part 2. Where were you? Where the hell were you? Not around for Punk Part 2. Where were you? Where the hell were you? Not around for Punk Part 2. Riding the cop in the rain, acting totally insane. Telling people they were lame, yeah, get fucked up, feel no pain. King of Punk, number one, you show them how it was done. Life goes on, what can you do? Well, no one will compare to you. Yeah, where were you? Where the hell were you? Not around for Punk Part 2. Where were you? Where the hell were you? Not around for Punk Part 2. Where were you? Where the hell were you? Not around for Punk Part 2. Where were you? Where the hell were you? Not around for Punk Part 2. Yeah, where were you? Where the hell were you? Not around for Punk Part 2. Where were you? Where the hell were you? Not go again. Infatuation touches me just when I thought that it would end. Oh, but then again, it seems much more than that. But I'm not sure exactly what you're thinking. Well, I thought that turned on my thinking of your ways of affection. But you find that it's not different at all. Well, I throw away my past mistakes.
All right, the first song I played was Punk Part 2 by Groovy Ghoulies. I think that's off World Contact Day. But anyway. And then you played a song by Green Day.
Going to
Pacalaco. No, I think it's Pasalacqua. Is that it?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Love that song, too.
How do you feel about Chris Hayes?
Ugh.
Are you ready for the election to be over?
I had a feeling you were going to bring this up. I don't think you've made it clear where you stand, though.
No, I don't either.
Which side of the fence are you on? I just want it to be over with.
I just want the president to win, and then we can talk about other things.
I'm going to try and get to the polling place at 6, or probably like 5:30 on Tuesday.
That's what I'm doing. I'm going to get up and be there.
Because I don't want to deal with it after work, so I think I'm going to have to do it in the morning.
Well, because...
It should be a national holiday.
I think that they should give people that day off.
Absolutely. You know how many people are not going to be able to vote through... You know, they're going to have to...
Fucked up redneck states that won't do early voting because they know that it benefits people that... have to work for a living, and typically those people tend to be more democratic, and so, yeah, it's fucked up, but we're gonna win, we're gonna do it, go out there and vote. What was the third song you played?
Oh, and then, Brent's TV Trinidad. So, you wanna play the next song?
Yep, we're gonna do, The Mopes, I Don't Know How to Say Goodbye. It's a pretty good song.
Alright, we'll play it. I'll be the judge of that.
We'll be right back.
Okay, we started that one off with the Moats. I don't know how to say goodbye.
I don't either.
And then you had...
Mr. T Experience, I'd Do Anything For You. I'm going to dedicate that one to you.
Well,
how do you feel about that?
Thank you.
I do have a serious question, though.
What?
I mean, I know we've talked about this before, but I kind of feel like this year, or next year, I guess, is make or break it. Make it or break it for my modeling slash acting slash singing career.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you want to add to that? Do you think I can make it?
No.
All right, what was the third song you played?
It was Rancid. I'm Not the Only One.
That was the only thing they ever put out on Lookout, right? That 7-inch?
Yeah.
And then they went over to Epitaph?
Yep. That I was really obsessed with them in those days, man.
Yeah.
They played the Outhouse on that first tour. Pretty awesome.
Who'd they play with? Do you remember?
Boys Life and, God, I don't remember who else. It was a pretty cool show, though.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to play an Operation Ivy song. We haven't done that yet in this episode.
Okay.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
We're back.
Yo.
How are you today?
I'm doing well.
What are you doing tonight?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I'll probably be watching the election coverage.
Cool. The first song was Operation Ivy Sleep Long.
Yeah, and then we played the Riverdale's Not Over Me.
And then the High Fives Transistor Sister.
Good stuff.
Let's play another set, and then we'll talk for a minute, and then we'll end with one more song.
We got a few more for you guys.
How many people do you think are going to listen to this one? Did you see the count on the last one that we did? 4.
Yeah, cool. Hey, guys.
It was my mom.
My brother-in-law.
Hey, he's my brother-in-law. What's that? You want to make a movie called He's My Brother-in-Law?
No, just called Brother-in-Law.
Oh.
Danny McBride.
But he's the brother-in-law, and yeah, he's always doing stupid stuff.
He gets out of jail, and yeah.
But every scene...
I don't want to give it away here.
All right, fine.
I'm working on the screenplay right now.
All right. Enough said. Let's hear a song by the Nobodies.
Okay, cool.
I can't tell you what to do with your life.
Hello.
So we played those. The first song was "Dumb" by the Nobodies. That was on that "More Bounce of the Ounce" comp too.
Right,
I think
because they weren't on.
They were on "Hopeless," weren't they?
Yeah.
From Colorado Springs, they stayed at Paul's house one night after they played at the outhouse, and he took them to Burrito King.
Was that the time? Was that when we played with him?
Yeah, it was you guys.
Go to Hell.
Yes.
Oh yeah, dude. Chili Dog got into the Go to Hell's van, and they had a TV with like a fucking VCR and a Nintendo, and Dave was all fucked up. And he tripped and ripped all the cords out of it, and like he actually ripped the cords, so they couldn't fix it. They were pissed. It was awesome.
Where were they from?
Florida, I think.
That's different.
Y'all are wild.
And then the second song you picked.
Oh, Ain't Got No Sense, Screeching Weasel, Teenage Head cover. Yeah. It's probably my favorite cover of Screeching Weasel did.
I think it's good. And, I mean,
the original's amazing.
The original's awesome. And the original is that much cooler because they play it. Teenage Head plays that live in that movie, Class of 1984,
yeah.
Which is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Right, it's a classic.
If you haven't seen it, people out there, you need to check it out.
They'll probably remake it at some point.
I know, which is really bad. Hopefully with somebody who could play Stegman.
God, I don't know.
I don't know who any young actors are anymore.
I don't know anything anymore. Yeah, I don't
is Yahoo Serious still relevant?
Paul Walker.
You love that dude.
I don't know why, man. I just think he's cool.
And then the last song was The Invalids, Wouldn't Care If I Died. I think they were on a different label, but they had one 7-inch on Lookout, and that was it. But they were pretty cool. They were from somewhere in Northern California, I think.
Cool.
Anyway, well, we agreed we're going to play a queer song to end, and it's going to be Teenage Glue Sniffer.
Teenage Glue Sniffer.
Do you like... It's off the album called, it's a little inappropriate, it's called Beat Off.
God.
I know. Should we play something
else? What's the French band that covers that?
They're called, like, the French band, the episode I did with Berwanger, we played it. It's called, like, they're called, like, Les Volumes et Maximum or something.
Teenage Glue Sniffer.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's great. I love it.
But the original can't be touched. You know the guy that they talk about, and you know how the first line is John Rio was his name?
Mm-hmm.
That's the dude who plays bass in the Street Dogs.
Sweet.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that's very cool.
I think it's him, because that's his name, and he's from New Hampshire.
I would imagine
that. So, anyway, I thought that was a nice little factoid.
Definitely.
So we'll end on this note. The Queers, Teenage Glue Sniffer. And maybe I'll see you after the election.
Maybe, if everything goes as planned.
All right, well.
Everybody get out there and vote. Go Obama 2012.
Is that what year it is? All right, well, I'll talk to you later then.
All right, see you.
Bye.